AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 90 minutes till the beginning of the first Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander has a live report.
Ross, by virtue of her leading in the polls, Hillary Rodham Clinton will be center stage in the five-person debate, which will likely focus on her and Senator Bernie Sanders. The two have avoided criticizing each other so far during the campaign, and the expectation is that they will keep the focus on policy tonight. Clinton's been hurt by the controversy surrounding her use of a private email server, and it is certain to come up either in questioning or it could be brought up by one of the other three candidates on stage, Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee, or Jim Webb. They're all looking to catch lightning in a bottle and somehow jumpstart their campaigns. Ross?
At the press briefing today, White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if President Obama is going to watch the debate.
I wouldn't be surprised if the president catches part of the debate tonight. I don't think that he will watch it wire to wire. There is some pretty good playoff baseball on tonight. So I would anticipate that he may be doing a little channel surfing.
One of Obama's hometown teams, the Chicago Cubs, hope to advance to the NLCS.
It will be John Lackey and Jason Hammel as mound opponents as the Cardinals try and stave off elimination while the Cubs look to advance on. The Cubs lead this divisional series 2-1 after setting a postseason major league record with 6 home runs last night. Lackey was the game one winner for St. Louis and is coming back on 3 days rest. Meanwhile, Hammel will be making his first appearance in this series. And should the Cubs win today, they will advance to the NLCS for the first time in 12 years. David Schuster, Chicago.
A jury in Milwaukee has just ruled that a gun shop must pay nearly $6 million to two police officers who were seriously wounded by a gun bought at the store. This is AP Radio News. No more naked women in Playboy?
Playboy is about to find out how many people really do read it for the articles. The magazine says as of next March, it will no longer publish photos of fully naked women. However, readers will still see women in provocative poses. In a way, Playboy may be a victim of some of the forces it helped unleash in the 1950s and 60s as part of the sexual revolution. The magazine now competes with porn in full color and high definition, widely available over the internet. Julie Walker, New York.
Outgoing South Carolina football coach Steve Spurrier says he won't completely leave the game.
First of all, I'm resigning. I'm not retiring. I'll get that part straight. I doubt if I'll ever be a coach again, but, you know, maybe coaching a high school team or something. So don't say I've retired completely from coaching. Who knows what will come in the future.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Take control of your outdoor space with Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. The Pump and Go container is ready and easy to use. With the Pump and Go sprayer, you don't need to mix your own liquid, and you get up to 10 minutes of continuous spray. Save big on Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.